This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 a.m. today from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for the operational applications across various sectors. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive issued through the notification that has come into immediate effect. The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through the land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nava Sheva and Kolkata. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegates will soon engage with the key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of the MPs and the delegations representing this united front. The first group, led by the BJP MP Bijayant Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will include BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by the BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the UK, France, Germany and the EU, Italy and Denmark. The third group, led by the JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fifth delegation, led by the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. An under-construction building in the Paharganj area of national capital, Delhi, collapsed yesterday evening, resulting in the deaths of 3 people. Assisting Divisional Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities. According to him, the Fire Department received an emergency call at 6.05 p.m. and quickly dispatched 4 fire tenders to the site. The Delhi Chief Minister, Rekha Gupta, has expressed her grief over the loss of lives and ordered an investigation into the incident. Manipur Police has registered an FIR against the Kuki Students' Organization, the Delhi Chapter President, Pujakub Gwite, in connection with the video circulating on the social media. In the footage, Gwite is seen addressing the street gathering and calling for restrictions on the movement of the Methi community through the Kuki-dominated areas. This comes as the Methi community plans to travel for the State Shuri Festival in Ukhrul district. The FIR was filed in Churachandarpur police station and the neighbouring district police has been notified and the lookout has been issued. The authorities in the neighbouring states of Mizoram, Assam, Nagaland and Meghalaya have been asked to assist in his arrest. The Archaeological Survey of India has announced that the entry to all the ASI monuments and the museums today across the country will be free on the occasion of the International Museum Day. Israel Hamas has resumed the negotiations to end the ongoing war in Gaza. Brokered by the Qatari and the US mediators, the talk began yesterday in Doha. Senior Hamas official Mahmoud Mardawi has confirmed the talks, emphasizing their focus on securing the ceasefire and finalizing the hostage deal. In IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from IPL 2025 as a match against the host Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned without a toss due to heavy rain at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. In today's fixtures, Rajasthan Royals will take on the Punjab Kings at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.